You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Contest time. Callers 5 and 6 at 716-221-4WGR. It's 4947. We'll win a pair of tickets each to see Goo Goo Dolls at KeyBank Center.
Hey now.
Saturday, August 9th, courtesy of New Day Live. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. You were right. They were at the Peacock Theater.
That's right.
Last Friday night.
Yeah. And then got to sort of fill in for our not-so-great English-speaking first-round draft pick that they got to introduce. So they had to stand there with Kevin Adams and whoever else was on. It was Kekalainen and Pagula that were.
And Lindy.
And Lindy, right. So, yeah, that was maybe a little more than they were expecting. I don't know. I think they probably knew who they were picking, so, but yeah, it was a little odd. The whole show was weird. But cool that they were there. Like, I'd been tipped off that they were rehearsing in L.A., so I liked their chances of being there, and they were.
Yeah, I guess I just wrongly envisioned it as being, believe it or not, I thought this might be possible, more Zoomy than what it was, which was very Zoomy.
Yeah.
All the conversations between the players and the teams, you know, come on.
And a lot of these introductions were that, too. Like, guys on golf courses and whatever, like, just wherever they were, and they happened to be there. So
in their case, they were present. That's right. And there were fans. Didn't exactly have the same vibe as the NFL.
No.
Costumes and
people
right up against the stage.
Yeah. I felt like the audience was very dark, the way the show was presented on TV, and I never really even got a... I heard some people at times, but I never really got a look at what the crowd looked like, which might... You know, you might guess that that means it wasn't a capacity crowd.
You could have slept through it.
Yeah.
You could have slept through the NHL draft broadcast. I slept through what I was told this morning, a pretty bad thunderstorm. Last night.
I did too.
You slept through it?
Yeah.
I didn't. I was downstairs too, where I think it would be louder. It was closer, right by the windows. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. And I had my dog walking all over me. Now, I did notice that at one point that she was not interested in calming down.
Right.
So a couple of times I was maybe about to fall asleep and I woke up because Margo was walking to a different spot on the couch or something, trying to get comfortable. I was told that my daughter woke up. It was so loud that she got up out of bed and went to see mom.
Hmm.
And looked down. She has to walk across this hallway upstairs. She can see down, and I'm asleep on the couch. And she reported that Daddy seems fine, but Margo is walking all over him. So... That was last
Does
night.
Does Margo get freaked out by the storms, too? Is that part of the reason she might have been walking all
Maybe.
Over you?
Maybe.
Yeah, I didn't have any. Fred, my wife worked overnight last night, is working overnight again tonight. Or no, she didn't work. She had the day off yesterday, but still, she slept until we got off the air yesterday and then was up all night and now sleeping at this time to get up to go work again tonight. So what that means is she was up in her studio in the attic making jewelry and Fred was with her. And so I had no Fred freak out. I had nothing. I slept right through it. We saw it. We were out. Owen and I were out until about 10 o'clock or so last night. And even then, driving back from, we were in the South Towns and driving back to the city, like the horizon was just full of just lightning in the clouds. Like it was pretty cool to watch. There was no like lightning bolts, you know, like, but just electricity in the clouds, and it looked pretty badass.
Yeah, I missed all of it. Better last night than tomorrow night.
That's right. Yeah, the forecast looks pretty mint here for tonight, for fireworks, wherever. But Bison's, of course, BPO and the whole thing.
Tonight.
They do their big fireworks show, their biggest fireworks show of the year. And so, forecast looks fantastic. Tomorrow, again, perfect looking day. Like, no wind, just sunny, warm. Should be a great 4th.
Plus parades. You don't want thunderstorms for your parade.
No.
Doesn't help anybody.
No.
Big
parade guy?
Parade. No, I'm not a big parade guy, as you know. But the island has, you know, the 4th of July parade where people set up days in advance.
And they can still that? I thought that got, okay,
well,
right.
Now there are signs saying that you can't do it.
Do people just do it anyway?
I don't know what they do.
Because they don't care. I'm doing what I want. You can't be the boss of me.
Well, you know, funny thing in life, sometimes somebody is, you know, like the government.
Right.
But I was driving down there yesterday and I didn't see chairs or anything like that.
Okay.
So I think, you know, we've made some.
People are respecting the rules.
I guess. I'd like to think so.
Good.
6 o'clock for the Bisons today that you mentioned. It's been often 6:30, but it's 6 today, probably because of the concert.
Right. I would think so.
Here is Chris with us. Hello, Chris.
How you doing today?
Good. Thank you for calling us.
Love your show.
Thank you. We love it too.
I'm glad you guys do. So I got a weird one. So my mother is cleaning out my grandmother's basement, and my grandfather was a big collectible guy. And she sent me a picture of a left fielder / first baseman for the Giants back in 1959. His name is Willie McCovey.
McCovey.
And McCovey, yeah. You know that name?
Sure. Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is. Inducted in 1986. Now, I am not a big baseball guy, but the picture she sent me had his card and a baseball with what appears to be about 7 or 8 Giants names, signatures, and they're sealed in a bag. My question is, what do you know about him? Do you guys know anything about him? Like, is he like something special? Or I'm more of a football, basketball guy.
He's good enough to be in the Hall of Fame. He was never the biggest star, but he had a long, great career. And
22 years, I think.
His cards have some value. His rookie card, a lot of people, I haven't done it for a long time, but when I was collecting, a lot of people like the Hall of Fame rookies. His rookie card, I think, is 1960. So, you know, maybe. I don't know much about the rest of the Giants in those years. Willie Mays would have been on that team, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not asking for value or none of that stuff. I was just curious what you guys knew. I know that Michelle, I know you're a baseball guy and stuff like that, at least from what I can tell from your show. So, but and the card that she sent me in the picture was his. It's a Topps 50 year. That's his inducted Hall of Fame card. So it's not his rookie card. It's his Hall of Fame inductee card.
Okay, I don't know much about those, but.
Me neither. But I just thought it was really interesting, and I didn't know if it had any kind of value, significance, interest. Just figured I'd call in and ask you guys.
Okay. Well,
I appreciate you calling.
I hope we helped.
Yeah. Not an area I have much expertise in. I do know that balls are usually more valuable if there's a singular signature versus multiple signatures. Maybe. Does that sound right? I don't know. I should stop talking. But Willie McCovey was Willie McCovey is one of these guys that I really liked. His name was just fun to say, Willie McCovey. Like, I don't know, as a kid, I just thought, that guy's cool. Cool name.
Cool name.
The little C.
I don't know.
The little C and then the big C right after.
Right. There, how's that for some insight? You guys sound like baseball guys. Listen to me over here.
I have a Willie McCovey signed batting helmet.
Really?
Yes. I have no idea why I own it or how I came to own it, I should say.
Do you
but
know?
But I do own it. I know right where it is.
All right. Do you know when it's from?
No.
Okay.
But it's nice. It's not a game-used helmet.
Okay.
It's a helmet like without the flap or anything like that mm-hmm. that you might buy as a collectible. Giants.
Mm-hmm.
He was also a Padre, but Giants. And it has his autograph across the brim there in silver on a black helmet.
All right.
And I see it every day. I walk past it every day. If you ever watch ADP Chasing, it's like right over my right shoulder behind the turn.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They're behind the helmets, the football helmets, and I never think about it. It's just sitting there. Willie McCovey. Serving no real purpose at all. Just like, there it is.
What a coincidence.
Willie
You've
McCovey.
Got this item.
Why
and
do
this
I have
guy
it?
Is calling us with
I have
like
one,
a random card his mom found.
I have one autographed batting helmet. Willie McCovey. Yeah. Without, who I never saw play.
Right.
He retired before I ever saw him. And I have never had any opinion of him. I didn't even care about the small C. I've had no ever opinion about Willie McCovey. Yet I have the helmet. And I see it every day, and I don't know why I have it, and it's just sitting there.
Without the flap would be how he wore it. Like, I would guess.
Okay.
Like, flaps weren't...
They didn't have flaps back then?
I don't think... Yeah, I don't think... Certainly when he started his career, maybe by the
They didn't
the
have
end.
Helmets when he started his career.
Right, okay. But once guys started wearing helmets, it was without the flap, and then that eventually came in. Now we've got the flap, and it's all the way across across the mouth and nose to an extent, and
oh,
just
I hate
like
that.
A little eye, you can just see out of it, basically.
I hate that.
Yeah,
but I guess it's good. One of so many things in sports that
safer.
I hate, but are I guess good.
Yeah,
good developments. There's a 78 tops, maybe like one of his last cards. It would have to be. There's a 78 tops record breaker McCovey card, right, I think, near the front of the set. I think those cards are like the first six or seven cards in the set. But I don't remember what the record is. You wouldn't know this as a McCovey fan.
No.
What would be the record?
No. My fandom really begins and ends with the man's name.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got.
Well, I mean, there's lots of those guys through the years, right?
Yeah.
We just love their names. Hawk and Lube comes right to mind for me. I love this guy. I've never watched him. He plays for Calgary. I never see Calgary in the 80s, but there's Hawk and Lube scoring 50 goals. Maybe?
Yes.
50 goals?
Yes.
That's a great name.
Yep.
I love him because of his name. Thanks, Chris. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. We'll take a break. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.